2,000 years ago, an unsuspecting mastodon was quietly grazing at the edge of a prehistoric lake near what is now Glen Ellyn, when a fast-moving glacial mass enveloped the hapless beast in millions of tons of crushed ice. On October 16, 1963, while digging a cesspool behind the estate of Judge Joseph Sam Perry, the workman's giant shovels broke the mastodon's protective ice cube and awakened the long-frozen behemoth. The enraged creature frightened the diggers, who summoned Judge Perry from his house. Judge Perry heroically took his Remington Springfield rifle and shot the mastodon four times between the tusks, stunning it. When Wheaton's Department of Sanitation refused to cart away the sleeping animal, Judge Perry, in desperation, called the Wheaton College Geology Department, hoping they could dig a hole for the mastodon elsewhere on his property so his cesspool could be completed. The Wheatonites had other plans, however. They carted the mastodon back to the campus, where the now anesthetized animal was disassembled by the campus's future taxidermists club. The left half of the 5-ton beast's body was removed for use by the campus food service. Using amazingly refined life support systems, the right half of the mastodon has been kept alive from the time of his discovery to the present. He has found a permanent home now, here in the Edwin F. Dyke Exhibit Hall, where he spins happily all day on his glass-enclosed platform to the delight of the public. Perry Mastodon, as he is known to his close friends, has been trained to talk, sing, do elementary dance steps, play rook, and use a litter box. Some statistics about Perry Mastodon. He is 9.5 feet tall, 16 feet long, and weighs about half of his original 10,000 pounds. Each day he consumes 40 gallons of warm milk, 200 pounds of prime rib, medium rare, and 7,000 chocolate chip cookies. He is held in place by 8 large spikes, 2 through each foot, each 14 inches long, and weighing 6 pounds. His litter box measures 3 feet by 5 feet by 3 feet, and is maintained by a staff of 20 highly trained specialists. We conclude our tape with a word from the mastodon himself. Perry?
Hello there, friends. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for stopping by to see me today. I'd also like to thank Ed Dyke, Joe Perry, Carter Cody, and all the guys in the Wheaton College Geology Department for giving me this swell place to live. It's been good seeing you folks. Have a nice day now, you hear?